Well, good morning. Let's get out our Bibles this morning and turn to the book of Acts, and we're in chapter 4. I'll bring in the context of chapter 3, but we're in chapter 4 primarily this morning, and we're going to look at a message entitled Prepared for Persecution, Acts chapter 4. And while you're turning there, guys, don't forget, what? Tuesday night, what's happening? Burger and Bible, right? So Jack Hibbs from Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills is going to be here. So you guys won't want to miss that. He's really well connected with what's going on in D.C. and all and kind of the political landscape. And so great teacher. And so it's our privilege to have him up. So come on out and bring out a friend that doesn't know the Lord. You know what? A free burger. Come on. Double, double. Come on. What's wrong with that? And listen, hey, I kind of, for me, you know, when I talk to my cardiologist, and I got to see him in a couple of weeks, I say, double doubles preparation for heaven for me. Just helps me, encourages me along the way. So come on out and join me as we get ready for heaven. In more ways than one. We'll have a great time. So Acts chapter 4 this morning, and third and fourth chapter really go together. And what we have here, of course, last time, you remember Peter and John now filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's why the church in that time was so impactful. It's not that they didn't have problems. The church has always had problems. There's no perfect church, right? You got that? There is no perfect church.